Alright, this book I'm about to read is called When You Bit, and the book is divided into three sections. It's a sonnet sequence, 60 sonnets. There's three sections. The first section is called Sister Lovers, and it's about a menage. The second section is called Dancing with Myself, and it's about me alone. And the third section is called Two of Us, and it's about two people. So I'm going to start with the first section, 20 sonnets, called Sister Lovers. And the first poem is called Three Sets of Teeth. Three sets of teeth. Who can check for cavities? A three-way circuit. Who will start the striptease? Three lovers in three ways. How merrily the dance begins. We spin, we spin. We forget our instincts. Anima. Part of teeth that cuts. We are sluts. There is an eye here that stands for all of us, but its eyes are shut. Sleep lulls it to rest, not think or speak. The second poem is called A Web, A World Wide. You and you, more than acquainted. You stand up next to each other, knock back tequila shots, scope out cowboy-belted dudes. You're well acquainted with velvet-handed touches, windowpane lizards. Then I blow into town, rugged as a slick-booted rancher, hard as Japanese math. I show off rope length for your amusement. Something spun. A web, a world, wide. This is called Salt Orchard. Oh, to be between two startled deer on a bus, one barebacked, one shut-eyed, both blue. Oh, exquisite torture. One's more mermaid than deer, Salt Orchard. One cannot get too laid. I take off my boots. Both say, shoot, shoot. This next one is called In the Street. Orgasmic furniture seller, OFC, barback, bareback, Guyville. Toast to circles. Then stand against a wall in an alley, paw slide, drip. Listen to car screech as we taste the first spoils tingle. Couples leave, we laugh, being more, being three. Throw down a butt, it's a red flower dropped. A filled cup, I'm your butt. Mouths, scotch tang, I'm eating scotch. Let's scoot. Next is Apartment, Pizza Guy. Apartment, I'm lost. Here a bed, there a bed. No, everywhere. Scattered butts hang. Couch, seat between two. Silk skirted, red. Blood on tracks, left on coats. Racks. Bedspreads, cool, kempt, vibe, pulsing wants, sandwich, mayo me, white out, come age. Hey, you and you, do I look like a pizza guy? Next one was named after a song by the rock band Big Star, and this is called Big Black Car. Your middle, tongue, hers, man, me, riding together, I, bitch, middle's middle, I, tongue, man, you, her, spacious, it, of you, all of us, can't feel a nothing, I can't, not of this, of you, of her, of all of this riding, in what looks big, black, has tongue room. I can't feel a thing. I feel nothing of bigness, black, fur, interior, her, you, ride. These little pauses, by the way, is because I'm taking a drag on a ciggy. This is called bathtub. Syntactic inversion, when applied to three lovers, is a bathtub forced to hold more than it needs to. I want to emphasize this. At no point did I touch both at once. In fact, if you take away a rogue red surface, how dismal. Soap, bubbles, razors, and a bunch of drunken limbs. Not much ecstasy. Fog in mirrors meant confusion, not consummation or cum. Charnel smoke. We're no holy trinity, our mouths full of glass bits stained red, altars set up to hold limbs heaved over each other, cement thick, drizzled on, wisps of charnel smoke rising in clumps of sodden ash. Resurrection is just more sex, incarnation guessed dimly, owing to jolts in groins, groined like earth. I say love, what comes? Nothing but wine, bodies. Downs. Round two, night two. Rubber off, rubber sole, knee bounce. They take turns taking it, and me in where shadow plays go. Sheets washed, pillows put up for my head as she leans in, hands on my ass, as bounces her other, as I am hollow, as this is a perfect void. As this is, as things go, a thing for the internet. I am ghosted, house of undoing. Sunday morning. Dawn, two down, one up. I'm a blown-out tire, limp, scuttling to roadside diners, sipping coffee alone. Both hungers hung like posters in chill blood contours, sputtered past me, paced. I took them on in haste, so close behind me they lay, laid, lying in wait to do it all again, leave me without a pump, means of being full. I feel dull. Memento mori means eggs. Sunny afternoon. Wicker Park coffee bar. I'm stirred, ill-starred. I sit surrounded. Bounds the deer straight into a headlight. Too bright. I hang on one more cup, wrapping to a sylph that hovers above. Save me from this squeeze, tracks on my knee. She stirs me more. I spoon number two better, who's on a cell phone date even as we speak. Talk to me, please. Back of a car. Asinine, as is, this ass is. Ass, I zip down into zero. Anal, annul, avoid, this is. I'm behind a behind that sits smoking, rubbing, pink-tipped, tender, butt, button. She watches me, watching as I go brown nose in another. Only her carness, averted by eyes to a wall, seems happy. Only she can stomach rubs of the kind that want plugs. Sparked tank, here comes no cum, an aggravation. Grudge fucks. This crazy water leakage. I slip slide away into you, out of you, into her, out of her. We're oil-slicked birds squawking out minor-key laments for lost closure. I hang on the end of clotheslines. I am 10 sheets, each dripped with grease, blood, butter, milk, a catalog of epic grudge fucks. Not that anyone has come. Each kiss is a suicide jack in a game. 69 innings. No draw. Cocaine gums. I ache, dull, sharp in a heap of paper. All paper, picture, bright, bold, dark. I have nailed you to a piece, black. I darken touched things. I'm used. I write you, 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 as if kissed by a fresh body, rose petal bliss. I drowse, numb as cocaine gums. Blue Monday. Inside out, upside down, round and round. Now it's cyber in screen space, our dances on the net, it is. A post, posted, post haste. I'm a cipher, propping up a pungent myth academic feminists might go for. I sit alone, screened, screams churning in guts, undone. Group, grope, blog, bloke, that's me, player in three, fucking words, cuts too, I and you too, cut and pasted. Framed. Nailed to a cross. I have been glimpsing me from above as a camera would. I am a still. This is a film. This has to be framed. No, don't hold. I can't. It's an offstage arm. Both you and you speak like I'm so not here. I'm celluloid. I'm varicose, vein soft, fake bloody, cut. I can't move. You and I minted, taped, uncensored, dead. Gunshy, and this one is for Liz Fair. How much can I? Far from gunshy, I loaded you. I did, and you too. You and you come. You took me, you slicked, come to run. I'm bled, come to, awake, shaky bed, gun set red to stun. Get myself ahead, get myself my gun. How much gun for three in love? None. Tuesday. Yesterday don't matter, it's gone. Now, cut, I'm aghast. You're there, or you're here with me. No car in sight. Sunset over a millennium. Big Bean is accomplice. Look at the big blue water. It's us and us alone, together, here, now. Acid peaking sands acid. Macro handholds. Micro lip twists. Simple. I'm learning it these days. One-on-one. Game. Play. Dear Prudence, I nail this down in verse for one reason. Pleasure is an oasis in a desert of fruitless labor that is our writing place. This is as valid as plucking fallen leaves in a crisp October dusk. In other words, I was given cranium on many levels, drawn out into an outpouring. She made sure I gasped out. A dying fall. Convergence occurred. Sue me, dear Prudence. Just you. Don't choose to. I choose you, I do. I choose to do you. I choose to be you in different places. I am taking you, too. Two is too much, is too little, is butter to milkshakes. Makes sense to choose. It's the best I can do. I have no other mood. Moments are you, and just you, too. Just you. Second section of the book is called Dancing with Myself. The first poem is called Whiskey. I don't think I know anything. Look how the sun sets in March. A cool night, not dappled, not glazed. A construction crew in the street, grinding away at pavement. These are my worlds, alone, waiting to be born again into her, or you, if you want to read this. Streets walking cool like a flaneur around a city I haven't loved in 5 years. I know we'll come together again, and if we don't, I won't be to blame. Tonight's for whiskey. Gist. Baudelaire conflated solitude with multitude. He was wrong. Or look how good it can get, and bad when you're backed into a corner with only work to prop you up and give you gist. I'm in love with you. I spit when I say it because I feel like I live in my churned guts. I look out the window. There's a street called Race. Ha ha. I couldn't be any slower except if I started popping lewds again. Once a minute, heartbeats rend. Dark Lady. You're more of a dark lady than I have ever hoped for, especially because when you betray me, it's with someone I love. Me. You're more of everything, actually, and you're also a pain in the ass. That's why I haven't let you off the hook. I'll wind up in my own hands again tonight, sans metaphors, like your full moon in my face, but you'll never know there's a man in you. Off. I write best when I have time to write well, and when I don't, I cook dinner for myself. It's undercooked, I'm underfed, as the moon gives the stars head, and I look at a new skyscraper and remember other, better times in my life, who I was then, and yes, I feel myself start to spin like a top. I have lived, I'm living, and it only moves in one direction, on. My on is different than anyone's, it really is. It's off. Kinky verbs. We have coffee, we talk. It's all very matter of fact, which is funny because I sit there with a gargantuan hard on, and we start saying the same things, and I want to reach over the table, grab you, throttle, shake, pounce, bite, tear, chew, lick, all those kinky verbs. I measure out my life in Eliot quotes. This moment can't be forced to its crisis yet, but I'm no pair of ragged claws. Kurt Cobain. About Kurt Cobain, I swear, as I always have, even in high school, that I don't have a gun, and when I shoot, it won't kill you much. Suicide applies also to pairs of people who make one person lying down, and every two-backed beast must decide at some point to live or die. These are the kind of thoughts you have on really long nights when you find yourself too old to do drugs. Comfort in sadness? Palliative. I think of a window jump, a bloody corpse, pavement. The point of no point, gist of no gist, nothing mirrored, just me dead. Smart to wait, eh? Smart to see if maybe something might happen. I am holed up here, cloistered, you might say, in this flesh of my flesh, body I call me. You may ask how many bets have been hedged. I choose, if you ask, not to answer. I find silence palliative, free. Crumb. My physical mechanism, burnt beyond belief, sits cross-legged on a wooden chair, writing this out. I'm listening to the first birds of spring, urban hymns, sonnets. Surely birds learn at some point not to peck at crumbs in the street, or maybe not. I am, myself, a crumb in the street, but nobody's pecking, not now anyway. This 60-degree night, pitched to sub-frenzy. A cost. Staggering for a cigarette, a goon cliché, shay me. I call your name out over rooftops in my head. Onlookers note how my neck veins strain, body tenses, aura turns black-blue. I am become a late Rothko, waiting to be placed in a chapel, where you may glide by like Keats' Madeline, and I can accost. I fall, I swell. Thorns of life is a neighbor's cell. Splat! And this one is dedicated to John Travolta. What greatness thrust upon me? Solitary Saturday night fever. Jive talking to myself, doing lines of Advil, falling off imaginary bridges. Splat. The familiar trope of falling endlessly, This is how I'm staying alive. All because you are, I affirm, more than a woman. But unfortunately, not just to me, but to many generally. I suppose I could blazon you, rhubarb thighs, persimmon twat, etc., but not productively, and what would Travolta say? One long mistake. Once I heard a Zen master say, my life is one long mistake. Well, as I lean into afternoon, I notice that running errands doesn't solve anything, and I'm defeated by my rudeness and everyone else's too, and I look forward to a day where I don't feel taxed to the point of idiocy. What happened was I received an insult in the mail, and through the I Ching and a tough hexagram came up. My father's son turned out not to be me, but online, him. Objective correlative. Talk about an objective correlative. I walked into my bathroom to find a huge cockroach on its back beside the toilet, legs flailing. Having just discovered God's death in Nietzsche, I'd guess. But at any rate, I killed the bloody bastard. It felt good. I felt strong and thought, wow, to be God, all I have to do is keep killing. What a buzz. Deodorant redolence. Rage is senseless. I rage in a cloud of senselessness against the confines of a first layer of rage, against the confines of a region of loneliness, buttressed by a feeling that deodorant is an insult against redolence that I haven't guts to embrace. I shower every morning. I even bathe after I shower. What this has to do with anything is beyond me, except that I like your dirt. Narrow Alley, for Chris McCabe. I had a spiritual moment standing outside wagon train, waiting for a pot of coffee to brew, consisting of this. Sunlight striking a brick wall on the far side of a narrow alley put me in London talking to Chris McCabe on a sunny, pie day, not gray. Languidness mixed with desire through. I leaned against a lamppost, and this impressed me most. As spirit goes, nothing moves. Hyperventilation, for Julia Brodsky. Hyperventilation of almost there will make it yet on a dove's wing or any adorable cliché you can imagine. Will make it, and then all this sad time between will seem like sheets of sound never heard. We stand in our own history, newly made and in the making. We stand for each other and for laying down together to lay down burdens burden, to make love's love in stereo. I'm not a saint, you're not a hoe. Time's arrow. Cigarettes smoke me, I languish in their mouths. I am eaten by my dinner, flushed by my toilet, put on the shelf by my books. Time's arrow means that the next line happened before this. I am moving, not crab-like, sideways, but backwards towards my birth. If everything that's to happen between us already is or was, I can't whine about being born again. Lick butts. I find Philly full of shit. I find the streets shabby, the bars tacky, the poets worse. What's all this if you're here? Nothing. I can embrace mediocrities, lick butts off sidewalks, piss in alleyways, only for the joy of being near you. But I'm still waiting even for that, and it's a chilly day and I just swallowed a razor. It tasted like musk of scallops. I joked when I said I'd lick butts. Office. This is my office. Shit. Imagination, abeyance, piercing eyes abruptly withheld like legal pad documentation of a car trip around America. I say, where are you, but I know exactly where you are, and how long it will be before everything can be spilled into its proper container. No windows in here either, an article tacked to the wall. Jacket. Stomach flu. It's like I have a virus in my guts that forces me to puke up every time I eat anything tasty. I puke, shaking through. I know what I need to do. Stop cigarettes and coffee and booze and toffee and all things that seem excremental when lust for life has gone rusty. Your increased bust has made me allergic to cherry-flavored colas, syrups, brandy, candy fits, and shit. This is the final poem for Dancing with Myself. It's called Tomorrow. In our beginnings are our ends. Tomorrow we meet. I have called De Profundis. You have listened, and now we're younger than a fate. In Liverpool, July 1957. A drunken teenager lighting up a stage. Come on, let's. More happy love. More happy, happy love. What's happiest is the perception that my eyes are clarified to for you, to for me, and when we're incarnate,
right.
This last section of the book is called Two of Us. The first poem is called Screw. I want you to be like a bull. I want you to call me a fool. I want to be ass proud for you. I want you to call me to screw. I know this iambic is dry. I know this excess has to stop. I know I can laughably cry. I know blood can come drop by drop. I come for you kicking my ass. I've come to be making a pass. I've come undistracted by I killed off my eye as it's dry. I start off these lines in the sand. I want to end up in your hand. And this is the title poem of the book. It's called When You Bit. And this is for Christy Odelius. I knew every Dracula-like whim. I felt every pulse of salt water. I screwed every screw into wood. I was with you in Atlantis. You were daft, exalted, pinkish. You were drunk on margaritas. You were dark, pliant, rakish. You were ready to be examined by my hands, twin detonators, by my tongue laid on a half shell, by my teeth, rabid officers, by my torso, raw, wave-flecked. This is not merely afterthought. This is portentous as first-time sparks. Sweat. I'm willing to sweat to get to you if you promise to sweat me hard as any August. I exert myself in red exercises, smeared lipstick on assets, not yours, but this is not what I'm coming to. I'm coming not to get, but to come out and in and out of what we might call love. I pump you full of lost crickets. Hips. I didn't have to let my hands slide down to your hips, but I did it to express to you that gravity works between us. Apples fall from trees. Knowledge lives in apples, intact or bit. There is no blush here. There is only a stemmed sense of the inevitable. I am bitten through. I am waiting for you to peel sin from skin again, again. Cakewalk. Am I rough enough to disperse kinks in your makeup, hit you to a post, make you wait for my cake? Waiting can be a bitch when your sanded skin still feels scraped, tough. This could be cakewalk. Are you too jealous? Do you feel urges to stalk each style I walk through? What you see, you batter. What you walk on matters. Duration. This eclipse, I'm durable only before, after. Throat parched, nightingale loud in my trees, I'm beechin', I'm green, I send myself into forests after you, I skip over streams, being stone, heavy, jagged on top of slugs, worms, dirt. My heart, too thick, aches. I don't want beer, I want to be wound around you. Deliverance, beds of muck. It's what I can say. You suck. Empress reversed. I can feel how you want to turn newly colored leaves over, but not turn over yourself, thusly avoiding change's busy necessity. I am a leaf to you. I am openly veined. I am not to tap, but to paste in a book, frozen in place, tidy, crisp surface, sun-spotted but easily taken inside. I feel this with a sense of being rooted elsewhere, in ocean, breakers, crashing only to lash again. Your creation is an alien. I call him illegal. Decreased. Skin is pierced. Veins jarred. Quickly interiors come out. You are decreased by me. I am decrease made flesh, piercing you, letting eddies, preciously stored, free. To be dead together. Death. Dead things are not scarred, they drop, decay, stiffen. If life is soft, this death is hard. I say death, I mean what compels me to bite you. My nails bitten through, what's simple to you, out of my eyes. Mouth around. I could fly with you around the universe. It would be no worse than a kiss so untrue. It stings like alcohol or jellyfish veins, red and blue near squalls of ocean kept in bed. If my currents sting, I must say it's because I'm a fool, pie-eyed, with no grasp of laws that teach our mouths quiet. I mouth around. Salmon. To swim up you, relax into currents, join them like upstream salmon. I must forget skinned fins you ate with relish, stew. What I get more, head-to-head swimming or back-to-back lust purges, screw-topped horizontal strips. I am no more and no less than your zebra. Zebra in transition to fish, striped to attract water out of you, to move me softly to blue. Hayride. I do long swings for you. I am a monkey. I climb without haste to a perch of your making. I am full of tricks. I can see how you tinge, dye, fringe, flip things around. I do not wish to climb down. I swing between your legs everywhere else, too. You've taught me what to do. Caught in a sort of jungle hayride, I eat what meat has died. Denuded. Just because I remembered your birthday, you think I want to blow your candles. I don't. I want to flick a wick towards your wax parts, partly waxing. I want to pretend this is a no-icing situation. I have no scruples. I have a bunch of holders. I have a sense of timing where fire is concerned. Every match is happy. Every suit is denuded. Straw rut. Well, if I were the twerp you said I was, how did the Red Sea part when I crossed borders into hid zones, stepped over your straw rut to find a bed, wove a winding sheet into fortune-fucked tapestries? Not that your head flips, matted, flaxen vanity, or self-satisfied, beer-dripped smirks ever plagued my flesh, but that you tried. Severance. I will leave you presently, as your lips to me remain marsh grass catching dust from a whirlwind of pain. Bulrushes sans Moses, rust on the hinge of a trapdoor used to fool circus-goers into aping a jealous Moor. Oh, you are elegant, for you know each sonnet backwards that was ever spat, but still you're on it, the bed, with limbs severed. Love poem. You say I'm out there, you're in here, where you are, if here's a crab shell, a patch of crab grass, anything sharp or snappish. You're closed, simply. Or say the war points us from closure. Don't wreck composure, don't mold me in spite, don't do anything, but open yourself as a door, that a knob might be used, in and out, reconfused. I'm down. Forest. Within it, I'm field mice, I scamper. Over still streams, I watch your beechen green strips fold off. I hide beneath logs, consoled by slugs. I intermix with acorns. I sharpen my teeth on pictures of you. I am down wells. I am down. My body is grounded. I have been pounded by solitude. Thus I frown. Stiff scorpions. This desert is of me, rubies scattered past stiff scorpions. Each tail that could have come up over small heads now past latency into permanent prick. What's dead is still sharp. Do you dare wrest red rocks from this heap? Are you scorpionic too? Have they kicked you out of encampments for flexing your tail? These carcasses are wounds I have given, rocks a secretion of each short, sharp shock. I have stung. I go on. Can you come? Salted Skin. Your way out to sea, when you roll down your car window, blast songs written for high school parking lots. I'm hardly there. I'm occasional. I float like an abandoned raft in the passenger seat, smoking butts smoked by your insistent nerves. Maybe I glance over to you, maybe not. Either way, your salted skin glistens, reflects, repels. Sheet covered. I am ready not for bed, but for being sheeted, shuddered over or under, completed by your head. This is no thin slice of what passes for profane love, gives aches, pains, and also is sheet covered. I mean to say, sheets can be a kind of metaphor, or substitute for what plans we make to cover wars. I am 10 sheets to wind. I want you to bed me again. Hooded Eyes. I am alone with alone, tasting dregs, begging to be let free into red, where mouths leak rose, where come hither glows, and all the things she said hover around me singing, and the ways we were stoned. Inhabit us like spirits. Light radiates out of us. Gods are laughing near us, not a sail but clearance to be young, vindicated by a certain gleam in hooded eyes. Well, this is the final poem in the book. Root dug, a deep well. Many-legged creatures come out of it. They dance, kiss. They are putting out. Blood runs through them, out of them. They know not how much, nor what the price will be. I'm ready to jump in, I do, and realize I'm derelict. You have led me on, I tell exiting creatures. Balls, they say. We are you.